Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match preview for a big game, for a big one. It's Aston Villa v Ajax in the Europa Conference League. I'm excited for it. I'm nervous. It feels big. We've got big, big ballers on the screen today. Hannah is back. We've got Justin. So great to have you guys for the big game. But we'll kick it off first then. Hannah, how are you feeling going into this? How are you feeling about everything Aston Villa?
I'm probably feeling the most sort of nervous and, I guess, wounded that I have been so far this season. We've been riding a wave for such a long time, haven't we? And, you know, you might say that we've been overperforming or we've just kind of had a bit of luck. I don't know what it's been, but I guess for the last 12 months we've been in a place of being really positive and feeling like we're on an upward trajectory, and by no means do I think that that's changed massively, but I think this is the first time where I'm sort of going into games now a little bit more concerned, a little bit more nervous. I probably got ahead of myself up until this point thinking that we're going to win every game. But I think that there have been a few warning signs recently, particularly at home, that have just made me think a little bit more about what the rest of this season might look like for Villa. And again, I don't want to be a downer or anything. I still think we're having a brilliant season, and I by no means think that we're going to have an awful end to the season. But I think perhaps a little bit of a reality check for me personally to just be like, look, we seem to be sort of fizzling out a little bit, and whether that's an accumulation of injury from the Thursday night games, from, I don't know, some teams perhaps figuring us out a little bit, I don't know. But I think going into the next running, it's just massive, isn't it? I mean, we knew the Spurs game was going to be a big one, and some might have said season defining. I probably would have said that, and now I'm going to retract that statement. But, you know, that the fixture against Ajax and then going into the next few Premier League games, it's absolutely huge. And I think the players are going to feel the weight of it as well as us as fans, that it's make or break time now. We've really just got to go for it for the last 10 or so games of the season. We're still in this massive cup competition. No matter, you know, what you think about the Conference League, for us, it's massive for us to be in this. And yeah, I think there's just a lot riding on it now. So perspective is important, but I just think, yeah, it's slightly tempered my huge hopes for how we're going to perform week in, week out, which is probably realistic coming off the back of a few disappointing results recently.
I think we've kind of, off the back of European games, we haven't really had a disaster this season, have we? We haven't really had a game where we've been in Europe, we come back, we play absolutely terrible. So this, on the weekend, felt like it was the first time we'd experienced it, wasn't it? It looked like we'd played in Europe a couple of days before, which was, you know, a bit annoying. The system changed a little bit. We've now got a conundrum in central midfield of what to go with. Justin, you know, just get your thoughts on what you made of Sunday, especially, and the formation and McGinn now being out. How are you feeling? Because, you know, you're always 4-0, 3-0, 5-0. We're going to batter them. So how has that had an effect on you?
I can't lie, it was a disastrous performance, you know, one of them ones where you just, I was watching it, you know, fortunately, by the end of the game, I was at work, I was gutted I'd missed it at the start, but by the end of the game, I was thinking, crikey, probably a good job I missed this one. It was a disaster, you know, it was one of them games where it just, everything went wrong, you know, sending off, just topped it off, the formation looked odd, the way we started was not our usual selves. Conceding four right at the end, you know, two in the, you know, late in the game. But these things happen. That's football, isn't it? That's the glory of football. You know, if everybody knew what was going to happen every week, nobody would watch it, would they? So let's just draw a line under it. I'm happy to do that. I'm not saying I'm going to forget it, because they can't forget it and we can't forget it as a club, and they need to use that as motivation to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen again. And it hasn't happened very often at all under Unai Emery. But let's be very realistic about where we are. We are going to finish more than likely fourth or fifth in the Premier League this season. That is insane. Absolutely insane. If I've offered you that 2 years ago, that in 2 years' time we're going to finish fourth or fifth in the Premier League, you'd have carted me off and said, he's finally lost the plot, Justin. I know he's positive, but that's ridiculous. So that's what's going to happen this season. Yes, if we finish fourth, brilliant. But it's not a disaster to finish fifth. I still think we've got a very, very good chance of finishing fourth, by the way. I'm not writing it off by any stretch of the imagination. And there's still a very good chance fifth is going to be Champions League next season. So that's another thing to hold on to. But then we've also got to throw into the mix that we've got a very, very winnable game on Thursday night to take us into the quarterfinal of a major European competition. What's not to love about this season and about this team, about our club, about this manager and these owners? There is nothing not to like. We can be pissed off that we lost in a really horrible way at the weekend, but we can also say, that's football, let's move on. We've got another game Thursday and we can refocus and we can go again. And that's exactly what will happen. We've done it all season. We've had injuries galore. I'm not making excuses. We've got on with it. They've all got on with it. We've done fantastically well. We've got a fourth place to fight for and a European competition to win. So that's where I'm looking.
Love it. And I'll have been on BBC. Well, I have been on BBC today talking about Aston Villa in the top four. If I've got the link, I'll put it in the description to this video. So again, you know, I'm super positive talking about Villa chances of top four. But Hannah, how are you feeling about top four now? Spurs are, you know, a couple of points behind us with a game in hand. How are you feeling about both teams is running and where's your head at, basically?
I think Justin has summarised it really well. It, you know, it's not time, I think, to panic, because we've shown, it, like I say, in the last 12 months, we've had a few, maybe even only two spells, but albeit two spells, where we've had a little bit of a bumpy patch, but we always have come back from it, and we've always somehow plucked a performance out shortly after. So I don't think that our season's derailed because of losing at home to Spurs. I think we do need to rectify the home form if we want fourth or fifth place, because ultimately that's kind of what, how we've got to where we are now, was our home form, and we don't want to lose that. But it's still in our grasp. We really are kind of in the latter stage of the season now. And with Spurs quite close behind us, it's more of an incentive than ever for these players. And I think if anything, it's just a test of our mettle. How are we gonna react? And has the manager got it in him to drag us through to the end? And yes, he has. Look what we did last season. Last season, we were less likely to get seventh than we are to get fourth or fifth this season, if that makes any sense, and if I'm saying it the way I'm thinking it in my head.
Totally.
We managed it last season, so why can we not do it this year? Yes, again, we've got injuries. Everyone's got injuries. Spurs have got injuries. Their defender, Van de Ven, or sorry if I butchered his name, who went off in our game at the weekend, I thought he was brilliant. You know, that's a blow for them. Every team has injuries. I think the biggest thing now is how we perform, because we're still ahead of Spurs. Yes, they've got a game in hand, but a game in hand means nothing unless they win it. So it's all about how, what we do on this pitch. If Spurs go and win every single game for the rest of the season, which the likelihood is that's not going to happen, then fair play. But ultimately, it's about what we do. And I think we can do it. What will be interesting to see is how we can cope without John McGinn for three games. I think that's a big blow. Ultimately, do you know, I'm going to say it, I almost am not angry at him. Yes, he's your captain, and you kind of you want him to have a bit more composure. But in the case of his red card at the weekend, it came from such a moment of passion when he was the only one showing passion. I think he got a standing ovation across all four stands. It, you know, and how often are you going to get that for a player getting a red card? So I'm not too upset about the instance itself, but how we deal with that, I think, will be big for the next three games, because it is John McGinn that carries this team. I think from a like a mentality and a passion perspective, we saw it in that spell against Spurs where heads had clearly dropped. It was so poor, and he was the one running around like a bull terrier. So I think we're really going to miss that. And given other injuries, we're missing Kamara. It's a big blow. So I think it's this midfield conundrum now that I potentially think is going to be a massive decider in how we perform in these next few games. So that makes me nervous. But I think we get through that. We get through the next few games. The fixtures aren't terrible. I'm not looking forward to playing Wolves. But other than that, I think, you know, the games we can win. And if we focus on that, stop looking over our shoulder, then we're going to be okay. And like Justin says, fifth place could very well be a Champions League spot this year. So it's all in our hands. There's absolutely no reason we can't do it. I think we've just got to sort out some of these little issues that are going on, particularly at home. But I'm still positive. I still want to be positive. There's no reason not to be.
Yeah, definitely. And sort of, we could have a part whether fifth place gets Champions League anyway by winning this game against Ajax and going to the final and winning this tournament. So that will have a great impact on us getting Champions League anyway, if it is to go to fifth. So Hannah spoke about midfield, spoke about McGinn. I think it's bang on everything that she's saying. I sort of said the same thing, that, you know, it was for him sort of having that energy and his willingness to have that passion and a lack of from everybody else that led to that sending off, basically. So, Justin, how do we deal with the loss of McGinn then? Because we've got options, and I think options is good. We're not left with just, oh no, this player has to do the three games. We can move it around a little bit. We saw that Unai tweaked the system to a five at the back. Could potentially do something with somebody going into midfield from defence, or is it a case of Tim or Youri Tielemans?
Well, Dan, he's not suspended for the European game, is he? I think it's the three league games, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he gets another run out Thursday, and then we have to make the decision. So I wonder whether maybe he might as well play Thursday, because he's going to miss in three games. It's a difficult one, isn't it? I think the obvious one is Timmy Rabunim comes in, who's had a start already. I think Youri Tielemans could sit in there. I think he's capable of doing that job again. Not the ideal player you'd want there, but he's definitely got the experience to sit in there and do it. Could Callum Chambers come in, you know, and play there? He's done it for Fulham. Player of the season when he played there for Fulham. You're doing a job for three games. That's the way you've got to look at it. You know, one of them games is away at Man City, which in my little, you know, run of predictions towards the end of the season, I've got us down to get nothing anyway. It's not to say we can't get something there, but with or without McGinn, it's going to be very difficult to get anything there. So the two games, realistically, we're going to massively miss in. He's obviously West Ham away and the Wolves home game. The Wolves home game is probably the big one, isn't it? Because you want a player like McGinn in that derby atmosphere, don't you? So it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one because we are low on numbers in that area. I think I'd be leaning towards Irabunum, because I'm hoping Ramsey's back because he could fit into that role further forward. So Irabunum, Louise, Ramsey and Tielemans would make up that box midfield, which probably has got a nicer and more comfortable look to it than chucking the Tielemans in there and then trying to fit other players. Because if you do drop Tielemans in, then Irabunum can't play in that. I don't think he can play in that further forward role. So then you've got to fit somebody else. So you're moving three, four players around to fit one hole when you've got a player there ready-made, Tierum Irabunum, who actually I thought did really well when he came on the weekend.
Yeah.
I thought
he
looked me too.
Like quite comfortable. He made a couple of nice little passing moves, and he looked like, and that start, I would say, against Ajax has probably given him that little bit of confidence to think, I can actually do this. You know, I do belong here. So we may even see him play on Thursday night again against Ajax with McGinn and Tielemans in the in the further forward role. So lots of options still.
I think that's the beauty of us probably playing him in that Ajax game anyway, the first time round, because it's not like now we're going, okay, we've got to stick him in. We've not seen what he can do. He's got to play three Premier. He's already now sort of played a European game. He's had a 20, 15 minutes in the Premier League. So I think that's the most comfortable fit for me. And I think I fully agree with what you say. I think if you put Tielemans in there, then you're having to put somebody else in that sort of midfield to make up that box midfield. You're having to move players around. And I just think it's more of a comfortable scenario for us to be in, really. So, Hannah, we have got Ajax then. Big game. You know, this saying goes around, doesn't it? Villa Park, European night, under the lights. Atmosphere is going to be great. I am really looking forward to the occasion because, you know, I think in the Premier League, you go to games and we've done really well in the Premier League, but there's always that sort of, you know, I always get a bit more nervous for the Premier League games because I just want us to keep doing well in the league. And Europe feels a bit of a, not a distraction, but it's just a bit different, I think. So how are you feeling going into this game? Because obviously, it's got to be decided on the night. Ajax have got to beat us to go through. How are we going to do this? What's the game going to play out like from a Villa point of view?
Unfortunately, I didn't catch any of the reverse fixture away at Ajax because I was at a work event. Boo. But from the looks of it, I think, yeah, well, obviously, we did enough, didn't we? Not necessarily the most entertaining game, particularly for a neutral, but it looks like we did what we needed to do against an Ajax team that played relatively well, I believe, limited them to not too many chances, albeit we didn't have many of our own. However, obviously on our own turf, I think we'll favour it a lot more. I wouldn't be surprised if Unai Emery kind of not planned for a draw, but would have been happy with a draw so that we can bring it back to Villa Park, you know, with kind of the odds in our favour. And all we've got to do now is do the job on our own turf, which, like I said earlier, it hasn't actually been the easiest thing to do of late. But it is an advantage. I think what will really matter is getting the crowd on side. I think it's a bit of a damp squib at the weekend. So we really need to revive that a little bit. But I'm expecting a very competitive game. Ajax are a good side, albeit obviously they've had ups and downs this season. I'm not going to claim to be an Ajax expert, but I know obviously they're probably one of the, if not the most successful team in the Netherlands. Have absolute huge history in Europe, have some very good players. So it's a massive test, but what did we want when we wanted European football? If we wanted nights like this, didn't we? So if we're not going to turn up as players, as fans, as management, in an occasion like this, then when are we going to turn up, is my opinion. So I'm very excited for it. I think this will be my first time really seeing us in a highly competitive European game at home. So I'm excited. Like you say, I think the Premier League comes with its own kind of nerves just because it's so competitive, isn't it? But then this game is essentially a cup final in itself. You know, it's knockout football. Villa, how well do we do in knockout football? I'm not sure that we do very well. So it is nerve-wracking, but we should have enough on the night. I think going back to the kind of midfield conversation, it's a chance for players like Irobinum to come through, and you know, the opportunity is on the plate for him really to turn up. Young, full of fight, full of appetite to win and to prove himself. This could be the perfect game for someone like him. Same for, you know, the likes of Morgan Rogers. He's new to the club. He wants to impress. probably, I mean, I can't imagine, apologies for not knowing his history, I can't imagine he's played in Europe before. So it could be a game that actually benefits from having some players like that. And obviously John McGinn, knowing that he's not going to play for three games, he's going to want to help this team. So I think more than anything, you know, on par with tactics, obviously, I think passion is going to come into this game a lot on Thursday. And I think we need it. I think that's what we need to kind of revive from a very just subdued and flat weekend in the Premier League. So it will be very interesting. I think it's a big test, probably our biggest test in Europe so far, because, like I say, so much is riding on it. We cannot lose. And knowing we cannot lose is either going to make or break us. And I really hope it makes us. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Like I say, we've got to revel in these games that we've waited so long for.
I mean, the beauty of European football is when you play in the Premier League and lose a game, you have to wait a week to play that next game. The beauty of Europe is that if we put in a real big performance on Thursday, we remember Thursday and not Saturday. So we have a chance to recover momentum slightly. You know, I mean, I imagine if we win, the scenes are going to be great and the noise will be brilliant. And then that can galvanise the squad again. So I'm hoping that's, you know, we're using Europe to our advantage. And I think, you know, looks like at least we're going to get Europa League next season. So that would possibly mean that this has been very good progress for us to play in that competition. If we get Champions League, it's very good preparation to play in that. I think when you look at Newcastle and you look at, you've been slapped in the Champions League and you've had no experience for however many years of even just travel and staying away and coming back and your recovery. This is going to help Villa for whatever comes next season. And I do really think that it can help us for Sunday's game against West Ham as well. So, Justin, how are you feeling? Because Ajax drew at the weekend 2-2. They stuck with their five at the back. Didn't play that great. They can be got at. Are you confident that we can win this game at home?
Yes. Was you expecting anything different? I am, yeah, and not because of my over-exuberance every single time I predict a game, but because of what I saw last week. You know, we did go into it with a very different mindset, and we've seen a different Villa in the last two games that I haven't particularly enjoyed watching. But last week especially, it was for a reason, and it worked. It didn't work on Sunday, but I didn't see anything from the Ajax side to concern me that a Villa at its... not even at its best, a Villa that was better than it has been the last two games should have enough to take the game and you know, put us through to the next round. We've just got to make sure we raise our levels, and I think we've got to go back to plan A. We've tried plan B, arguably plan C on Sunday. It's back to basics now. Same formation, the way we've played week in, week out. Set them up the right way. Get the mentality right, send them out from minute one to be on the front foot. You know, it's imperatively important to have a good first 10, 15 minutes. We didn't have that on Sunday. We didn't play that well last week because of the way we decided to set up and frustrate them. And even then, they barely laid a glove on us. So I think if we can be on the front foot, we can be ultra positive, we can... The fans are going to be absolutely bouncing, hopefully. You know, Villa Park has got to get behind them. You know, we've seen it, unfortunately, that it can be very quiet if it's not right. But first 10, really good start, get an early goal, and I only see one game, you know, one team winning this. I think only mistakes are going to cost us against Ajax. If we're professional and we do everything we should be doing, we transfer what's going on the training pitch onto the pitch, and we try and put out of our minds what happened at the weekend. And like you're saying, players just want to play football, and they will be itching to get back out on that pitch and put right what happened on Sunday.
Love it. Right. Score prediction time then. Hannah, let's go. What are you going with?
Oh, my favourite. I think I'm going to go for a 2-1. We're not going to keep a clean sheet because we never do. But I think we're going to win. We've got to win.
Yeah, I think 2-1. I think we go 2-0 up and they get a late goal and we see the game out. So I do think we are going to win. But yeah, performance. Let's have one. Let's get back on track and then just go back into the weekend's game full of confidence and, you know, looking forward to a quarterfinal. Justin?
Yeah, I think Hannah started this off tonight with a great word, and I wrote it down right at the start, wounded, and we are wounded at the moment. But what do they always say? Beware of the wounded animal, and we are a wounded lion coming for Ajax. 2-0 win.
Oh, yes. Love it. Absolutely love it. So thank you, everybody who's watched this episode. Smash a like if you've got this far. Subscribe to the channel if you are new. Comment your thoughts. And we'll have the predicted lineup will be out tomorrow as well. So we'll have that where we've got to pick out sort of what we're going to do against Ajax and how we're going to win this game. So cheers, everyone, for watching. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.